Hello, this is Tino again of freetraffictip.com. Tonight's topic is turning something simple like article marketing or guest blogging or even video marketing or podcasting into huge, incredibly massive exposure. I notice a lot that people learn about me from other sources and think that this popularity I sometimes have is not easily attained. And that just isn't true. And I've never maintained that that is true. And I want people to know that it's possible for any person running just about any type of business to be able to get this kind of publicity, some of the publicity that I've been able to get, and leverage it into opportunities. So, I have 7 steps. I'm going to go over them briefly. I'll have to talk more in depth about them another time, because, of course, with Audioboo, I have 5 minutes, 125 of which I've now used up. So, step 1 is finding your audience. Everybody thinks they found their audience, and some people are right, but you also have to realize that your audience is going to change from time to time. Sometimes it's going to be the exact same people that you always market to. But every now and then, something's going to change. They're getting older. Your company's getting faster. Something will be different, and your audience could change. So it's good to make sure, every time you do a campaign, am I targeting the right audience for this particular target. It may also be just a subsection of the audience that you're used to, so that's an important step. Second, they're all important, but this is critical. Find and research a sore point. There's nothing more attractive to someone you want to buy from you than them believing, before they even get to your site, that you have their solution. Nothing brings money out of someone's pocket faster than thinking that in exchange for money, you can provide them a solution that will be equivalent or greater than to the value of their cash. How you find that sore point? Sometimes you can just ask people. Sometimes you can do research in forums. There's lots of different ways. I talk about that a lot in expertise marketing. Third, find and research an existing expert. People skip the step. Maybe they don't know it exists. There's somebody out there that you want to emulate. They might be in a different field even. They're getting the exposure you want. Find out how they got started. If you dig deeply enough into Google results, you'll always find these little sites where, you know, they once published. Sometimes they won't be operational anymore, but you can sometimes use those as breadcrumbs to find out who you need to be connected to and how to get more exposure. When you find that point, step number 4, start at the very easiest point and go for the widest exposure. So even if you start out with just regular article marketing sites that take any article, do as many of them as you can and then go to the next hardest one and the next hardest one and just make sure you've hit every single point you can, because you never know which one of those opportunities is actually tied to some bigger site. A lot of people don't know that Go Articles is tied to the same company that does SitePro News, and good exposure at one can lead to the other, or if they know you already, it can lead to additional exposure. Then once you've conquered the easy, start again at the narrowest niche and get the most specialized exposure. Everybody wants to pay more for a specialist, and it's easy to break into. You can leverage both of those in step 6 into maximum exposure, because once people see that you're everywhere and that you're very, very good at one thing, everybody wants you. And since everybody wants what everybody has, everybody wants you more. Next thing, repeat monthly. This is the step I fail at. Because of the various health problems and schedule problems I have, I don't get to be as consistent as I'd like to be. If you can be consistent, take advantage of that. This is a lot of people's story. Be consistent if you can, and you can beat most people just with that.